CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump praises efforts of Immigration and Customs Enforcement as it rounds up undocumented immigrants. He says from his golf course in Miami, where he is huddled with House Republicans.
We have to get the bad ones out. We have many murderers, many very bad people in our country that they've allowed because of a ridiculous, actually stupid, open border policy.
Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson is going head-to-head with the president on immigration. KIRO's Luke Ducey.
What I said, we're not, you said.
Governor Ferguson signed his executive order flanked by dozens of first-generation immigrants. It creates a rapid response team to swoop in and support children in Washington should mom and dad be deported.
We'll stand up for your rights. We'll protect your freedoms. That's central to who we are, and we'll continue doing that.
Ferguson's order does not try to prevent federal immigration raids in the state, but he says his administration will make sure federal agents follow the law. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
President Trump is expected to sign several executive orders that focus on the military. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
One of the executive orders would dismantle the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Another would reinstate members of the military who were discharged for refusing to get the COVID vaccine.
A third executive order would direct the Defense Department to determine a policy on transgender individuals in the military based on readiness to serve. President Trump is calling the DeepSeek AI program out of China a wake-up call for the U.S. The company unveiled new tech that some experts say rivals OpenAI's ChatGPT, even though it costs significantly less to operate. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
If the technology is lower cost, more people may use it. And President Trump's AI czar said, we can't be complacent. We know the last administration tried to keep America's edge in this space by banning high-tech chips from being sold to China. So news that a Chinese firm claims they did all of this with basic computer chips does raise national security concerns.
Significant weekend rainfall has helped contain the three major Los Angeles County wildfires still burning. But Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Ian Vangerpen says a flooding and mudslide concerns.
As we come into rain season, that's going to be a genuine concern of ours. And we'll have all hands on deck monitoring that, working with the National Weather Service and deploying resources as needed.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians displaced during the fighting in Gaza are returning to northern Gaza ahead of a prisoner swap next weekend. This Palestinian woman describes through a BBC interpreter the happiness of being able to return home.
The road is tough and exhausting, but our joy outweighs the weight of everything we carry.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
There's new information about kicking bad habits.
About to give up on your New Year's resolution to cut down on drinking or stop swearing? Hang in there. You might not be giving it enough time. New research from the University of South Australia finds you need about 2 months to forge new habits. For some, it's even longer. In the past, experts have suggested the brain only needs 2 to 4 weeks training to make good habits become automatic. The study in the journal Healthcare focused on regular exercise, flossing your teeth daily, and drinking plenty of water. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Critics lambasted it, and audiences didn't grade it much better. But despite the turbulence, Mel Gibson's Flight Risk managed to open number one at the box office with a modest $12 million, according to studio estimates. The Best Picture Oscar nominee, The Brutalist, collected $2.9 million, and the comedy, One of Them Days, fared well in its second weekend with $8 million. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then breezy with some afternoon sun and warmer. Highs in the mid 40s. Mild temps stick around for the rest of the week. Upper 30s on Wednesday, near 50 Thursday, upper 30s Friday. It's 39 right now.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You all come back from the dead end.
Dead man's
curve. The man's curve. The man's curve. The man's curve. The man's curve. The man's curve. The man's curve. You all come back from the dead man's curve.
Dead man's
curve.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Things we've done.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trust in me, I'm the Pied Piper. WRJN.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. In heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'll get the ticket to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. I
my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Well, now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Got home.
cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump signs new military executive orders reinstating service members who refuse the COVID vaccine and allowing the Pentagon to determine a policy on transgender service members. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
It's not a blanket ban like we saw during the first administration, but what this one does is reevaluate readiness, armed forces readiness, and whether or not transgender persons in the military serving impacts that readiness.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports nearly 2,300 arrests of undocumented immigrants since Thursday, almost 1,000 of them yesterday across major U.S. cities. President Trump responding.
We've also deployed troops to the border, and for the first time in history, we're locating and loading illegal aliens into military aircraft and flying them back to the places from which they came.
Reporter Chris Fox in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott in a statement says he deployed hundreds of troops from the Texas Tactical Border Force to work side by side with U.S. Border Patrol agents in the deportation effort. El Paso Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican, praising President Trump for using the military.
These convicted criminal aliens need to go home.
Over the weekend, pro-migrant protesters took to the streets in Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A CDC official says all agency staff who work with the World Health Organization must immediately stop their collaborations. WSB's Sabrina Cupid.
This comes at a time when health authorities from around the world are monitoring bird flu as we have outbreaks in the U.S., including here in Georgia. President Trump last week issued an executive order to begin the process of withdrawing from the World Health Organization. That would require, though, approval from Congress.
A frenzy over an artificial intelligence chatbot made by Chinese tech startup DeepSeek upended stock markets today. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
This technological leap made by China's DeepSeek using inferior computer chips at a cost 20 to 30 times less than leading American firms really got the attention of CEOs and investors that I've spoken with today who think this could drive more urgency among companies to innovate.
The tech-heavy NASDAQ plunged over 612 points. 80 years ago today, the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated. World leaders and survivors gathered for a remembrance ceremony near what was a gas chamber where an 86-year-old survivor spoke of watching women in rags with no shoes walking in the snow to go walk to the gas chamber to die. The American Library Association announces Percival Everett's James is the winner of this year's Carnegie Medal for Excellence in Fiction, which includes a $5,000 cash award. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Millions of Americans go on cruises. This is expected to be the third consecutive year of record ocean cruise volume.
AAA says about 19 million Americans will likely hop on board one of the big boats this year, a 4.5% increase over last year. AAA's Aixa Diaz says the cruise industry's post-pandemic recovery has been remarkable.
Cruising is a type of vacation that really resonates with a lot of people, and people who have cruised are very passionate about it, and they like to do it over and over.
About 3/4 of cruisers will head to the Caribbean, about 6% to Alaska, and 5% to the Mediterranean. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve is nearly certain to keep its key interest rate unchanged at its policy meeting this week, just a few days after President Trump said he would demand lower rates. Fed officials led by